Senator Evan Bayh of Indiana shocked his fellow Democrats last week by announcing he wouldn't run for another term this fall. Congress is broken, he said, and badly needs to be reformed, though it's not clear how he can advance that cause by leaving. There have been a lot of congressional retirements this year. Many Democrats are disillusioned about their failure to pass health care reform, despite having large majorities in both House and Senate. Then, 2 days ago, it was John Dingell's turn to make an announcement. Dingell has served in the House longer than any man in history. He was first elected, by the way, 13 days before Evan Bayh was born. Dingell isn't the oldest man ever to serve in Congress. Strom Thurmond turned 100 on the job. Dingell will be a mere 84 in July. Still, he's had a hip replaced in the last few years, knee surgery, and two heart operations. Additionally, he was humiliated when his fellow Democrats voted to take the chairmanship of the powerful Energy and Commerce Committee away from him, something that was a slap at the now-weakened auto industry as much as at Dingell. Nobody, then, would have been especially surprised if John Dingell also decided to retire. Nobody, that is, except for the folks who know him. Guess what? Dingell isn't planning on going anywhere. Now is not the time to walk away, he said. National health care was a priority of Dingell's father when he was a congressman back in the 1930s. His son isn't about to give up, especially now that a serious health care bill has come so far. I think it's time for all hands on deck, Dingell said, before addressing a group of college Democrats in Ypsilanti. The nation's facing a lot of challenges, and Dingell thinks he can use his seniority and experience to help get things done. Nor does he intend to let his physical limitations get him down. The day after his announcement, Dingell was back in Washington, lobbying the Senate to stop dragging its collective feet on a food safety bill the House passed last March. Food safety, like other consumer protections, has been a cause of Big John's for a long time. In a sense, it's hereditary. There's a famous photograph of FDR signing the Social Security Act in 1935. Standing over his shoulder is one of the bill's sponsors, Congressman John Dingell. Not this Dingell, but his dad. Father and son have represented Michigan's 15th district for a combined 77 years now. The younger Dingell first got to Congress in a special election after his father died in 1955. Before that, he was a House page as a boy and was on the floor when President Roosevelt made his famous Day of Infamy speech declaring war against Japan. Now, it needs to be said that nobody's re-election is automatic and that Republicans are making noises about fielding a serious challenger. But odds are that Big John will still be there next year. I creak a little more each year, he said recently, but I still give my people a full day's work. I still work hard on legislation. He isn't going gentle into any good night. And I think you've got to admire that.